KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. Looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In an update to our earlier reports, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said deputies had responded at around 12:15 a.m. Sunday to a report of a one-vehicle accident 2 miles south of Atlantic at 610th Street and Lansing Road. A 1997 Chevy K1500 pickup driven by 21-year-old Dalen Gene Clean of Audubon had been turning north onto 610th from Lansing Road when Clean lost control, causing the pickup to overturn into the east ditch. A passenger in the vehicle, 20-year-old Jace Marie Nelson of Audubon, was transported to the Cass County Hospital by ambulance. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,000. Clean was cited for driving under suspension and failure to maintain control. A man from Central Iowa was arrested Friday in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 53-year-old Kenneth Dean Colbank Jr. of Boone had been arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear to serve a jail sentence. Colbank was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held until sentence is served. A Creston man was arrested last night for public intoxication. The Creston PD says 57-year-old Terry Jean Tull was taken into custody in the 200 block of Russell Street at around 8:30 p.m. Tull was later released on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Monday night who was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. 35-year-old Jason Michael Eppenbaugh of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:30 p.m. in the 1800 block of East Summit Street. Eppenbaugh was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Exira EHK Science Department has entered the school in the Follett Challenge for its annual Earth Day activity and can win up to $60,000 for the school. The Follett Challenge showcases and rewards educators who are teaching the skills needed in the 21st century collaboratively. In order to enter, they filled out a long written application and made a 5-minute video explaining the program with the help of the freshman talented and gifted students. The video features pictures from previous Earth Day as well as interviews from students, teachers, and community members. But they still need your help to win. The videos with the top 10 votes will win $8,000 and can win up to $60,000 based on the written application and the total number of votes. Anyone with an email account can vote once a day for the duration of the voting period. Simply go to www.folletchallenge.com, that's F-O-L-L-E-T-T, challenge.com, daily to vote for their video entitled Exira EHK Earth Day. And you can do so now through January 30th. Elsewhere in state news, Iowa Governor Terry Branstad remains in a Des Moines hospital this morning where he's receiving treatment for what doctors believe is a viral illness and dehydration. Branstad spokesman Jimmy Centers didn't provide a condition update this morning, but he said more information about the governor's status will be released when it becomes available. Branstad's public appearances for today have been canceled. The governor was taken by ambulance to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines Monday after he required assistance at a ribbon-cutting event. Doctors said they believe the governor has a viral illness. The hospital conducted tests and ruled out any other contributing factors, including cardiac issues, for which Branstad has previously been treated. Before his incident regarding to his health, Governor Branstad said his administration wouldn't be violating state law if it continued to run significant prison operations and a military-style academy on the Mental Health Institute campuses in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda.
Those are now multiple use campuses, and both Mount Pleasant and Corrections have significant operations there as well. And those facilities will not be closed.
But a state senator from Mount Pleasant argues Iowa law requires the state to provide inpatient care for mentally ill patients at both sites. Branstad says the Attorney General's office has assured him that what he's proposing is legal.
But we're not closing the facilities. First of all, neither one of them are accredited. Clarinda, the psychiatrist, is about ready to retire, and Mount Pleasant has not been able to attract a psychiatrist. So to be able to provide quality mental health services to people, we think they can better be served at the other two institutes and community mental health and with the help of the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics.
Key legislators say they were disturbed because they didn't learn of Branstad's plan to close the two mental health care facilities in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda until they were shown the details of Branstad's proposed budget. The governor rejects the complaint that he hid his intentions until the very last minute.
We didn't hide anything. We put a budget together that was not an easy budget to put together in light of the fact that the cost of Medicaid is going up dramatically.
The federal government is picking up a smaller portion of Medicaid spending in Iowa because of a formula that sends states with better economies less than other states where the economy is dragging. Branstad said that meant the budget for the Department of Human Services was tough to draft, and mental health institutes are managed by the department. Well, fall enrollment at the state's community colleges was down a little less than 0.5%. Department of Education Community Colleges Bureau Chief Kent Farver says it's a sign of the economic situation in the state.
The unemployment rate corresponds to enrollment in community colleges. When unemployment goes up, enrollment usually goes up. When unemployment goes down, enrollment usually drops down. And really, you start to see that change over from full-time employment or full-time enrollment to part-time enrollment because they're going back to work.
Iowa's unemployment rate hit 4.2% in December of 2013, its lowest point since 2008. And after inching up and then back down, ended at a 4.3% in December of this year. Community college enrollment has been adjusting since it shot up in 2009 and 2010, as workers look to community colleges to upgrade their skills or train for new jobs after being laid off.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to get back to normal after the recession, and we're trying to figure out where that new normal is.
Community college enrollment has fallen about 12% since 2010. Farver says as they work on that new normal, they're trying to do more to let high school graduates and others know about the careers that are available with a community college degree.
Understanding that, you know, with those middle skill jobs, it's not always a four-year degree that's required to obtain a good job, a middle income job, and a job that where a person can be self-supporting. So trying to continue to get that information out and that there's other opportunities is important, and that's what we're trying to do.
The fall community college enrollment was 93,772 students, a drop of 0.49%. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.